let me be real with you. To resist sin, thoughts are to truly change before the actions. What we ask for when we asking should be more than behavior, change that is passive. If you do nothing but stop to do, then the do will return when the thoughts return to you. There's a problem with the way that we thinking, it's called sin. If thoughts can smell, they be stinking. Like eyes blink, man, moments in our weakness are not the fruit, there's a root from the sea. And to weed it out, we need to not doubt the route of truth that Christ laid out in his way out. The thought change, repentance is costing today, cost more than using the door to make a getaway. So the truth for us superstars is, no matter where we go, when we go, then we are still. Why are we afraid of resisting our flesh and temptations and sinful submission? Because our hearts carry issues of evil, if we don't identify the truth with lying people. So we shouldn't be afraid to be honest when we struggle in obeying God's phonics. No, God's given us perfect love that casts out the fear with power from above. Why are we afraid of resisting our flesh and temptations and sinful submission? Because our hearts carry issues of evil, if we don't identify the truth with lying people. So we shouldn't be afraid to be honest when we struggle in obeying God's phonics. No, God's given us perfect love that casts out the fear with power from above. Like stillborn, as Christ brings a rebirth, that we receive to break the curse in our flesh earth. And flesh curse address the stress hurt from the thoughts of the flesh first. Yes, that means work, like blood and sweat and tears that ears persevere to hear and react, to act honest and clear when all the fear is surpassed by trusting the divine love of life that blasts pride, smash pride. He doesn't think love's a nice guy, and love isn't, cause it casts torments to prison with no vision. Fear will have no prison. That's why the blood said Jesus bled for me. Mission had no thing missing. So stop fishing, cast out your net in the thought life of Christ living. Skip traditional, my God is only critical in my reconstruction of my mind. I know he's livable. Why are we afraid of resisting our flesh and temptations and sinful submission? Because our hearts carry issues of evil, if we don't identify the truth with lying people. So we shouldn't be afraid to be honest when we struggle in obeying God's phonics. No, God's given us perfect love that casts out the fear with power from above. Why are we afraid of resisting our flesh and temptations and sinful submission? Because our hearts carry issues of evil, if we don't identify the truth with lying people. So we shouldn't be afraid to be honest when we struggle in obeying God's phonics. No, God's given us perfect love that casts out the fear with power from above.
Yo, let me sum this up. I know we all struggle, but it shouldn't be a cop out, man.
That's right, man.
We gotta try to resist sin, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no excuse for that.
Growth is the only fruit that produces fruit in plant life, and the seed of life is truth. The seed is Christ, the weed is sin. So stop, don't pretend like they can grow together, man. Mercy and grace wasn't made for abuse, so when we do use it, we should produce fruit. Like farmlands or that produce stand, the bad fruit gets a one-way ticket to the trash can. I want fruit in the fridge that proves he lives in the Lord's kitchen. The good fruit is my mission. The tense for me that's meant to be intensively is the gospel. Intensity. I'm not stressing the world's perfection. All that falling short, that's the truth. No guessing, man. But that's not the cop out to be stuck in the same sin till the judgment of eternity.
Why are we afraid of resisting our flesh and temptations and sinful submission? Because our hearts carry issues of evil, if we don't identify the truth with lying people. So we shouldn't be afraid to be honest when we struggle in obeying God's phonics. No, God's given us perfect love that casts out the fear with power from above. Why are we afraid of resisting our flesh and temptations and sinful submission? Because our hearts carry issues of evil, if we don't identify the truth with lying people. So we shouldn't be afraid to be honest when we struggle in obeying God's phonics. No, God's given us perfect love that casts out the fear with power from above.